people today, in the name of Jesus. Help us, God, to move from where we are to where you want us to be, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I give you the praise, the honor, and the glory right now, in your holy Son Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Amen. God bless you today. Praise God. I thank God for his word. Amen. It's all right. You can give God some praise. Amen. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We're still in praise mode. I don't know about you, but I'm still in praise mode. I'm still praising God. Oh, yes, Lord. And thank and praise him for all things. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, amen. I tell you, I will not be before you long. But in the book of Isaiah, in the 35th chapter, and the 8th verse, 35 and 8.
And the highway shall be there, mm-hmm. and the way.
Yes, Lord.
And it shall be called the way of holiness.
Uh-huh.
The unclean shall not pass over it.
Thank you, Lord.
But it shall be for those the way there.
Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, the scripture said that, and a highway shall be there, and a way. And it shall be called the way of holiness. May God add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. Praise God. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. But I'm telling you today that the choir hit it, the nail right on the head this morning. Praise God. I should say the praise team hit the nail right on the head this morning. Because the word for today, amen, come to us I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to look at your neighbor right now. And I want you to say, neighbor,
I'm not
doubting about the way.
Woo!
Oh, glory to God. Something about that song when y'all sung it this morning just did something in my soul. And the Lord brought me to this scripture. Hallelujah. Because I'm not doubting about the way. Glory to his name. When I think about all that God has done for me, I'm not doubting about the way. When I think about what he done for me yesterday, I'm not doubting about the way. When I think about what he's already done for me today, I'm not doubting about the way. And when I think about what he can do for me tomorrow, I'm not going to doubt about the way. Hallelujah. You can doubt all you want to. I know I serve a God that is able to do above, exceedingly above, what all I can ask or think. Hallelujah. All things might not look like I want them to be right now, but I serve a God that's able to change things. Woo, glory to God. He's able to turn a negative into a positive. He's able to turn bad into good. He's able to turn unholy into holy. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? He said in his word that there is an highway shall be there. I believe that there's a highway there today. Glory to God, and a way. See, people are looking for a way, but they haven't found it yet. They don't realize that they're in the midst of the way that they need to go. Hallelujah. But until it becomes a part of you, until, glory to God, it becomes personal to you, you won't even know that you have found the way. Oh, glory to God. We used to say, I found the light. I saw the light. But I want you to know today, I found the way. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. I found the way. Hallelujah. That's not my way, but it's his way. God's way. That's the way we should go. That's the way to heaven. Hallelujah. He said that way is not just any old kind of way. It's not something that anybody can walk on. You're not going to find no drunkards on this way. You're not going to find no dope addicts on this way. And I'm not going to apologize for it. You're not going to find no homosexuals on this way. You're not going to find no whoremongers on this way. Excuse me, babies. You're not going to find no child pornographers on this way. Sex predators. Hallelujah. But all you're going to find on this way, the way-fearing man, hallelujah, who know who God is, who understand the way of holiness, who understand they can't let down for nothing. They can't come down off the wall just to deal with your mess. They have to keep on building. They have to keep on, hallelujah, doing the work of God. Hallelujah to God. They can't get weary and well-doing. For in due season, the Bible tells me that in due season, we're going to reap. But don't you faint. Because if you faint, you're not going to make it. If you faint, you're not going to reap. If you faint, you're not going to get your harvest. If you faint, you're not going to see the Lord. Glory be to his name. Well, you might see the Lord. You're not going to see him in peace. Oh, glory to God. I'm talking about the wayfaring men. The men that know how to preach the gospel. They're not preaching prosperity. Glory to God. The men that know how to preach holiness. Because holiness is right all by itself. All by itself. Hallelujah to God. I thank God today. Hallelujah. I'm not doubting about the way. When I think about the Hebrew boys in that fiery furnace, the Bible said that King Nebuchadnezzar, he threw them in the fiery furnace. Three boys. Glory to God. And as they began to take them up to this furnace, the furnace was so hot, it slew the men that threw them in. But these boys went in there. Glory to God. And they walked around. Hallelujah. And they began to pray inside that fiery furnace. The Bible tell me that, amen, there wasn't even any smoke on their clothes. Not a flame touched their body. And when the king looked inside to see what he thought he was going to see, he saw something else. This is why I know I can't doubt about the way. Because when he looked in, glory to God, he thought he was going to see three men in the fire. But when he looked, he saw the fourth king. Tell me that God is not by our side. You can't tell me that my God will not leave me or forsake me. Because he won't leave you. He didn't leave the Hebrew boys. They were in that fiery furnace. And when he looked in there, he saw a fourth figure. And he said that figure, it looked like the Son of God. And I want you to know, it was the Son of God. Because he came to their rescue. I'm not doubting about the way today. Somebody give God some praise. Help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. When I think about Jesus, hallelujah to God. When I think about when Jesus was on the boat and the disciples, glory to God, when the wind began to blow and the waves began to crash against the ship, so the ship was full of water. Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow, and they got scared. They lost their faith, and they went down to the hinder part of the ship, and they woke up Jesus, and they said, "Carest thou not that we perish?" Jesus got up, walked down on the bow of the ship, looked at the wind, told the wind to stop blowing, looked at the sea, told the sea to calm down, and the Bible said that the sea was calm and the wind stopped blowing, and he looked at them and said, "Oh, where is your faith? How is it that ye have no faith?" Glory to God. And they said one to another, "What manner of of man is this, that living the wind and the sea, obey him. I want you to know today, I'm not doubting about the way, because I serve a God that's able to calm your sea. I serve a God that's able to stop the wind from blowing so that your house don't fall down. I serve a God that's able to come to your rescue. Give God some praise in the house. Lord, excuse me. It's getting a little hot up in here. Hallelujah to God. Well, thank you, Jesus. I'm not going to be before you long, but God just have a few more things he wants to say to us, and then we're going to get a benediction, and we're going to leave out of here. But God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I'm not doubting about this thing. Amen. You know, some people get into stuff, and they realize they made a mistake. After a certain amount of time, they realize that they put all their money in something, and they found out that it was all for naught. Glory to God. When I think about Chase, they put all their money into some bad investments. Your money, my money, and they invested it wrong. Glory be to God. But I thank God today that when I stepped in the holiness, that was over 30-something years ago. I want you to know today, I have no regrets. I don't doubt about the fact that I'm on the highway to heaven. I have no regrets. The God that I knew then, he's the same God today. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the kind of God I serve. God said, I am the Lord. I change not. Neither your sons of Jacob, you're not consumed. God will not consume you. Hallelujah, because he's promised you. He's promised that he will lift you up. He promised that he'll heal you. He promised that he'll save your soul. He promised that, glory to God, that if you would just lift him up, if you just lift him up, he said, I'll draw on me, unto me. I'm not doubting about the way today. Somebody lost faith. Somebody done gave up. Somebody gave up on their loved ones. Somebody gave up on their family. Somebody gave up that they're going to be saved. We pray every Sunday morning. We call out the names of those that we want to see saved. But I want you to know today, I am not doubting about the way. Because all those names that we called out, I believe God is going to save them. I know because he saved me. I may not have the testimony of some before I got saved, but I knew I needed a God. I knew my soul needed to be saved. I knew my soul needed to be delivered. Glory be to God. And I walked in. I stepped in the holiness. Jesus drew me. Hallelujah. With love and kindness did he draw me. Nobody dragged me into this way. Nobody said, boy, you're going to get saved today. Get down on the altar, boy. You better call on Jesus. You're going to get saved today. Hallelujah. I didn't get it that way. I got it when he came into my heart. When I invited him into my heart. Glory to God. When I said, come into my heart. Glory to God. I believe that thou art Jesus. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died, and on the third day you arose from the grave. I believe you are the Son of God. Come into my heart. Save me. Thank God for saving me. I'm not doubting about the way. The same way I came, you had to come. The same way I came, my mother had to come. The same way I come, your daddy had to come. The same way I came, your father's got to come. I'm not doubting about the way today. Hallelujah. I might not have much of a voice today, but God said, hallelujah to God. God said, if you keep my word, just keep my word. Woo! I will do some things for you. God is here to bless you. God is here to do more than you can think or even ask. All we got to do, glory to God, is trust Him and never doubt. Hallelujah. That's the problem we have today. We're good for a while. Then we come across something that gets in our way. It gets in the way of our faith. It gets in the way of our praise. It gets in the way of our prayer. Glory to God. And something that looks monumental to us, it keeps us from praying. It keeps us from praising. Hallelujah. And before you know it, you're on the front row of the church. Next week, you're on next row. Couple of weeks later, you're a little further back. And before you know it, you're backing out of the church. Plus, you let the devil, hallelujah, throw something at you that you doubted that the Lord can fix. But I want you to know today, there's nothing too hard for God. Nothing too big for God. His arms are not too short that He cannot save. He'll save you. And I'm not talking about saving your soul for salvation. He'll do that, but He'll also save you from calamity. Woo! David talked about all these calamities, all these troubles that he had, all these problems that he had. My children are going crazy. I got lust all in my body. I'm sleeping with all these women. I took another man's wife, and I sent him out on the front line of the battle, and I caused him to get killed. Glory to God, not only am I a homewrecker and an adulterer, I'm a murderer too. Hallelujah. All these calamities, hallelujah, that befell on David. But I want you to know today, David found his way back into the heart of God. He said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Hallelujah. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Thank you, Jesus. And some of us need to pray that prayer today. Some of us have gotten ourselves into some kind of calamity. Some of us have gotten ourselves into some trouble we can't get out of. But I know a God that's able to take you from A to point B and bring you back on the way of holiness. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah to God. I remember last, when we went to spring camp, we were on Fort Lewis. And I had to take one of our cadets back to the rappel tower. And we were way out there somewhere. So we got to walking. Don't know where we were at. We were lost. We thought we were going down the path, the right path. Ended up all the way over there at the enforcement compound, the law enforcement compound. And I called back. I said, Sergeant Dumas, where's the rappel tower? We at the law enforcement compound. He said, oh, man, you on the other side of the base. I said, okay. So on the way back, we met up with some other Amen cadets. And so I passed them off on them. So I'm going to find my way back to the rappel tower. Thought I was going down the right path. Lord have mercy. Couldn't find my way. Praise God. But when I saw something familiar, I began to walk towards it. And then I began to see some other familiar things. And it started bringing me back. Now I know the way. Now I know how to get back to home base. Now I know how to get back, glory to God, where safety is. Now I know how to get back to the people that know me. Now I know how to get back to where I need to be. See, some of us are on that path, and we got lost along the way. Hallelujah to God. And God is sending you little reminders. He says, you see that? That's how you get back. He says, you see that? That's how you get back. Don't ignore it. You see that? If you follow that, you'll get back to to safety. You get back to my praise. You get back to praying. You get back to fast. And you just follow the things I'm telling you. Glory to God. I'll forgive you for going off the path. I'll forgive you, hallelujah, for going the wrong way. Hallelujah. We serve a God that's forgiving. We serve a God who's merciful. His mercies are renewed every morning. It's by his mercies that we are not consumed. Give God some praise. That's why I don't doubt about this way. Hallelujah. Because I know what God has done for me. If you need God to do something for you today, I want you to come to the altar. The altar is open. Hallelujah. The altar is open. If you need God to do something for you today, if you just had a glimmer of doubt in your heart about anything, come on now. Hallelujah. Well, you know, the first time something hits you, what's the first thing that come to mind? Are we going to get over this? Or, oh Lord, how am I going to get over this? Just a glimmer of doubt. In a court of law, they can overturn a conviction if there's just a shadow of a doubt. Whew. Glory to God. And don't you know that we are in the courtroom? We're in the courtroom. And guess who's the chief witness against us? Daily. Accusing the brethren. Up there before the Lord. Say, uh-huh. Yeah. Brother Davis, you know what? I got some dirt on Brother Davis. You know what? I got some dirt on Brother Rob. And he began to try to accuse us of different things. But all he can accuse us of is things that we have already been forgiven for. Things that are in the past. Woo! So what God wants you not to do is to bring those things from the past up to the present. Don't make the accusations that the devil has against you true. We say he's a liar. He's a liar. But you know something? If what he's saying is right, it's right. Woo, glory to God. But the thing is, we need to make him out to be a liar. Make him out to be a liar. Oh, yeah, I used to be that a long time ago. Uh-huh. You know, Paul even told me, he says, such was some of you. And he preached that message there. Lord have mercy. I don't know how many people was present when he preached it. But I can, if he was in a coliseum, he'd say, such was some of you. All y'all, 300. Glory to God. But now, you're washed. But now, you're sanctified. But now, has he glorified you? Glory to God. And he's put you in heavenly places. I have no doubt about the way. Glory to God. You can put all kinds of things in front of me. You can try and put some kind of illusion. And the devil will do that. The devil's coming these days, not with that piddly stuff, but he's coming with a strong delusion. That's going to cause even what we think is some of the strongest saints. Going to cause them to fall. Going to cause them to follow a different path. Hallelujah to God. Oh, glory to his name. But I'm not doubting about this way. I'm not doubting about it. Because it's the way of holiness. And holiness is right. Glory to God. Bow your heads with me. Hallelujah. Father, thank you. And I praise you today. I thank you for your people. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your many blessings. Now, Father, I ask that you would have your way in your people. Lord, if there's any doubt in our hearts, if there's any doubt in our minds, cast it out. Cast it out in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to walk in the path of holiness. Help us to walk, lifting up our holy hands without doubt and without wavering. Help us to walk circumspectly so that we don't follow the wrong path, but that our eyes are wide open. Hallelujah. So that we can follow and we can see the familiar things that you have placed in our path. In the name of Jesus, oh God, and we rebuke every fiery dart of the enemy. We rebuke every ill will. We rebuke every negative thought. Hallelujah. We rebuke every doubt in the name of Jesus. And we ask today, God, that you continue to watch over us and keep us. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Come on and give God some praise in the house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You know how they say, that's okay for me, but what about for God? Amen. Oh, glory to his name. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. Oh, glory to his name. Amen. Just a very important amen announcement coming from our guest evangelist that will be here in July. Evangelist Binion, all the way from Alabama. Amen. Is she Birmingham? She's a Birminghamite. Amen. That's where our apostle is from, Birmingham. Praise God. So we thank God, amen, for Evangelist Binion. Praise God. And this is a woman of God. The Lord is truly using her in this hour. And that's why I thank God.